This is It Takes Two with Amy and JJ on News Radio KFGO.
It Takes Two on the Mighty 790 KFGO. We've got Larry in the house here. Now, Larry, I understand that you've got some exciting news about what's going to be opening up over there at the Lights of Cheyenne 32. You've got a business that's going in there?
Yeah, we sure do. There's been plans in the works for this, working along with Epic Management for quite a while now. And a new bar coming in. It's actually a bar, a sports bar, family restaurant, gaming. I mean, it's going to be amazing. Great pizza. And it's called Bar Down. We're going to open up here towards the end of April. So,
wow. So I mean, we're talking about pretty close here.
Yep.
Do you need anyone to come in and try out these pizzas from the specialty oven? Because if you do, Eric and I volunteer.
Yeah, we're probably definitely going to have to do some taste tests and that kind of thing. So we'll get that figured out, and we'll keep you in mind, JJ.
So
that does sound like an excellent idea. And Bar Down, is it going to have a hockey theme?
Well, you know, we're right next to the West Fargo Hockey Arena. So with that being said, most hockey parents know what Zams are, where they run out at the Zamboni break and have to take a little break. So they can run next door and and take care of that. So, yeah, it should be a lot of fun. We're going to definitely be family friendly and great place for teams to come over and have their team meals. Big, huge patio for the summer. Epic has done some amazing partnership with the city of West Fargo, and there's going to be just a huge stage out there, and that's something that will be talked about. You'll hear a lot about that in the future. We're going to be working with West Fargo Events, doing partnerships for gaming. So not only family-friendly, but you'll still be able to play pull tabs. You'll be able to play blackjack, pool, darts. There's going to be games for the kids. It's just absolutely, I am so excited. It's going to be so cool.
People are looking for that. They're looking for an opportunity. They don't want to go out to a place where they're going to have animatronic rats sing happy birthday to them, but they want to be out with their family, and you're going to give them that opportunity. Also, people who live in that area, they've got a new place to hang out.
Oh, yeah. Yep. It is going to be absolutely amazing.
So, Mackenzie, this was probably a no-brainer to team up with Larry. I mean, he's got such a great track record going on and a great partnership with Epic already. What about Bar Down excites the folks over at Epic?
Oh, so many things. Like what he talked about, you know, with having the gaming and opportunities for family-friendly. He mentioned a little bit the plaza space, and with the plaza, we're going to have a lot of different events there. So being able to have those garage doors open and people come out onto their patio, it's very exciting. You know, we always want that anchor tenant that's able to offer that customer serve type business, and that's exactly what this is. It's going to feature that live, work, play. It's going to play off that. It's going to help the plaza and everyone that's coming to the events. It's also going to help the people that are living in the apartments being able to go downstairs, have lunch, have dinner. And just all the other commercial tenants that are there are excited as well. Who doesn't want a tenant such as Bar Down in a place of theirs that's mixed use?
I'm also extremely excited because that parking ramp is going to make it convenient. You're not going to have to drive around and around and around to find parking space. All of us can meet after work at Bar Down. I know that there's great parking opportunities available right there too.
Yeah, definitely. The parking ramp is city-owned, so it's open to the public. Anyone can park there, which is great. There's not assigned spots, so you know, any time of the day, whether you're coming for Bar Down's happy hour or you're just swinging in for lunch, the parking ramp will be open, which is good. And it's also the Skyway will connect you right down, so you don't really have to go outside very much in this type of wind.
Well, on a day like today, that's what we're all looking for, is some place where you can stay inside as much as you want. Larry, another question for you. So, we talked a little bit off air, this pizza oven that you've got, it's a wood-fired pizza, but it's on this rotating panel?
It's not wood-fired, actually. It's a stone pizza oven, but it does rotate. It's something that I'd never seen or heard of. The owner tracked it down and found it, and he's like, we're getting this because this is absolutely cool. It's going to make our pizzas second to none.
Fantastic.
It's going to be absolutely amazing.
Are you guys going to be looking for people to book holiday events, corporate outings, stuff like that out there too?
Oh, yeah. We'll get all that stuff figured out, and we'll go from there. We got to get the place open first.
Oh, I suppose. Yeah, that's part of it.
But, yeah, we're going to be fielding calls and taking care of whatever needs to be getting taken care of. So that's the plan is. I mean, just full menu, have a couple steaks on there, probably some pasta. Obviously the pizza, burgers, your different, just different great bar appetizers and that kind of thing. So
how about some hot wings?
We should have some wings on there for you as well.
Yeah, I like the sound of that. And then, you know, really in all honesty, if you blindfolded someone and plunked them down at the lights, it's got a huge metropolitan feel to it. We're talking about places where people can live, work, play, eat, and have a great time all in one spot. I think that this is going to be just massive. Are people taking tours of the rental units yet?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been listing out units. We open here March 1st, which is coming up way quicker than anyone can think, with February being a shorter month. So we're very excited. We've been doing the punch list this week, trying to get everything framed away. And then the commercial spaces, as you know, the fit-ups have been ongoing right now. So we're excited to get those businesses open. And we're also planning a lot of our events. So we have our first soft opening event June 19th, preparing for the larger event on June 20th. And we're just getting all the logistics down with West Fargo Events managing the city-owned plaza space. They're working on making sure they have all their ducks in a row for that, whether that's security, staffing, parking, everything, and then bringing in those large promoters like we talked about with Epic Events and being able to have so many different options with those community events, paid events, and a lot of things for the people that are around there. So
very cool. Mackenzie, Larry, thank you guys so much for coming in today. I'm very excited. Bar Down. Look for them at the end of April, do you say?
At the end of April, and we'll be looking at doing some hiring probably beginning to middle of April. So if you are looking for a great place to come and work, that'll be it as well. So, and
fantastic.
A really, really cool place.
Cool. Yeah, well, thank you guys so very much. If you want updates on what Epic Companies is doing, you go to epiccompaniesnd.com, see all of the fantastic projects. Mackenzie, we got to keep talking about all these great buildings that you guys are doing all over the state.
Yeah, so many good things. Check out the lights online, thelightswf.com. Like you said, we're leasing commercial and residential space, so come be Larry and Bar Down's neighbor. We want
you. There you go. Fantastic. Thank you both very much, and don't get blown away when you head out the door, okay?
Yeah, I'll try our best. Thanks.
Have a great day.
So you dare it, you dare it, hey, you deserve it.